Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another impressive Saturday for your club. Fourth win in a row, third straight over a top 25 team in a hard-fought game. 6-0 over UAlbany last Saturday. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, give me your impressions on your team's performance and what you did well.
Well, it was a hard-fought game. It was a very physical game, and you don't see many 6-0 scores, you know, anymore. And, you know, our defense played extremely well, obviously. I mean, didn't even let them in the red area one time. And, you know, they were called on time and time again and responded. And, you know, I think our team, you know, has a real good mindset, sort of a won't be denied type of mindset, whatever it takes. And, you know, we've been able to win, you know, these games at the end, and a lot of them have gone down to the last place. So, you know, it's sort of like Groundhog Day. It's the movie, you know, it's like play it again. So, you know, it's on to the next one.
You've been in the coaching world for a while. Do you have a belief that's four straight now, and this winning streak by 6 points or less, that when you, as you continue to win these close games, that there's a belief on that sideline that it's just going to happen again?
Yeah, I think that there's a confidence, and I think we've built on our successes, and, you know, we've preached being a second half, you know, fourth quarter team that finishes, and I just think there's a real good mindset right now, and you know, we try to do one play at a time regardless of the competitive circumstances, never too high, never too low when good and bad things happen. And you know, I just think that the guys are making the plays they need to make at the end of the game, and so, you know, we're kind of sitting in a good place.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. How encouraging for you as a coach to be able to win in different ways? 2 weeks ago, you go to Richmond and play a 36-33 shootout where your offense came up big in that one, and then come back the next week and where your offense has trouble getting into the end zone and your defense wins it for you. Is that a good sign that you can win different games in different types of ways?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt about it, you know, because the bottom line is getting the result that you want, and, you know, they come in all different shapes and sizes, and, you know, to win a game like that, as opposed to the way we won 2 weeks ago, you know, without question, it's a great sign, you know, that one side of the ball can really rise up when called upon. So, but I don't want to look too much into it because, you know, it still comes down to getting yourself ready for the next one and doing the things you got to do to be successful and preparing the same way week in, week out. I do think our guys have a lot of maturity and intelligence, and I'm confident that, you know, we'll continue kind of to sort of control the things that we can control to put ourselves in the best position to play the best that we can. And then, you know, once you go out there and play, there's a lot of multiples, you know, on the football field. A lot of things happen, and, you know, so, you know, but really our concern now is just having a good day today on Monday.
You touched on your defense, not only impressive to post the first shutout since 2009 and hold that UAlbany offense to just 224 yards, but as you said, it didn't even let them inside the red zone all afternoon. As you've gone back and broken down the film, what were you guys able to do so well against their offense?
Well, you know, I think we controlled the line of scrimmage. I think we played very well up front, and we put, you know, a lot of pressure on the quarterback, hit him a number of times when they threw it. We had four sacks. We had eight tackles for loss. You know, we're rolling a lot of guys up front. I thought our ends played really well. I thought Tristan Cox in the middle, you know, really got good push. You know, we fit the runs well. We were in the right gaps. You know, we tackled well. We played very physical. It was a physical game. You know, they're physical on defense, son. And, you know, we got off the field on third down. I think, you know, they're 2 of 12 on third down, which is always a key. And we came up with four turnovers. I mean, you know, we won the turnover ratio 4-1. You know, Tyler Campbell had two picks and actually picked up a fumble, too, on a punt, but we got called for a penalty on that one, or he would have had three. that's 2 weeks in a row he's had, you know, two interceptions. So, you know, we're doing the things that you got to do to win football games. And, you know, it all started up front and tackling, and we did a good job against the pass. Got the quarterback off his rhythm.
Offensively, obviously, another massive day for Malcolm Summers, 171 yards against an Albany defense. It's one of the nation's best against the run. Obviously, you left some points out there, and maybe Davis was a little off and had a couple of drops. As you've gone back and looked at the offense, what was your assessment of their effort?
Well, I think you're right. I think Malcolm had another tremendous effort, and we did a nice job up front. And, you know, but we didn't capitalize on some of our opportunities. You know, on the four turnovers, we scored a total of 3 points, and we were 2 of 4 in the red area scoring points. You know, we missed a field goal. We had another situation where maybe could have kicked a field goal and didn't, went for it. And, you know, we dropped a touchdown pass. And, you know, we dropped a couple passes. Davis overthrew one or two. So it was really just a matter of making timely plays. I mean, we had a number of good plays, but we didn't make the timely plays, you know, that we'd made in the past few weeks. So, but we'll get it going. Albany, you know, a lot of that has to do with Albany too. You know, I was very impressed with them on defense. They do a nice job.
Another tough test is you guys get to stay at home on Saturday, but William and Mary coming into Rhodes Stadium. As you've taken an early look at William and Mary, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, you know, they're just another good football team, very sound and well coached, and you know, offensively they're fairly balanced. Quarterback, you know, he's got good mobility and he completes passes, and you know, the running back really played well last week, you know, against Stony Brook. And, you know, they came back and scored 18 straight points, were in position to tie or win the game at the end, and you know, they got a penalty on the last play, so a 10-second runoff, and the game was over. Defensively, you know, they've always been and still are very solid and, you know, very multiple in the things that they do. You know, they're blitz package and they got good players, and you know, they just don't sit there in one place. So they keep you off balance. You know, the defensive tackle, you know, Isaiah Stevens is really playing well. He's a force right now. So, you know, it'll without question be a big challenge.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much for time this morning, as always, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.